listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Nice and friends, he says what he wants, ain't holding nothing back. Got the recipe for life, and he's inspiring. He's not scared of any topics from textile to gossip.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. Welcome back to another Sunday night. I'm back, y'all. Haven't I been away for too long? Thank you all for tweeting me, as always, and trying to figure out what's going on with my life and see how I am, because I'm not live all the time, but I'm going to be pretty much live, I think, from now on. So welcome back, everyone. How's your spring? How's your, like, early summer going? What's going on? Have you made people smile? Well, that's like kind of the purpose of tonight's show, because I feel like I need to make y'all smile. Don't you agree? Well, there's a lot going on in this world, as we know, and everyone says that life is, oh, people are so sad all the time and always, you know, frowning. Well, there's these two guys, you might have seen them, called Shake and Adam, and their video is called Make the Homeless Smile. Have y'all seen it? I posted on Facebook today. Someone else posted on Facebook today. May 30th was the original air date, okay, of this year, and it already has over 355,000 hits. How you doing? Check that out, right? So go to Google right now or go to YouTube and go to Make the Homeless Smile. I think this is something that we need to, like, do, and not just make as a viral video, but literally, like, make this a movement. Because when you see the video, and we're going to be here shortly talking to us, it's something so easy that everybody can do. So I'm not going to tell you about it yet because, you know, I can't just give you all the gossip at the beginning. But speaking of gossip, hey, Ronan, can you hit Hot Topics?
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic in and we're gonna drop it on.
I just wanted to play that because it's been so long. But what are the hot topics going on? Well, right now trending on hot topics, because there's so much stuff going on. It's like Iran's president debates focus on hot topics, like boring stuff. You got the Miami Heat. You know what I mean? They're playing like, did the Heat even win? I don't think so yet, because I got a text on my T-Mobile. But, you know, I was supposed to be at the Heat game tonight, but that's a whole other story. But hot topics, do you guys want more of them? Tweet me, at Max Tucci. Let me know, because if you do, you're going to hear more of that. What does it sound like, Ronan?
Hey, y'all, girls and dolls, pick a topic in and we're going to drop it on.
So if you guys want more hot topics, then hashtag hot topics at Max Tucci, and let me know what hot topics you guys want to talk about. And of course, I always encourage you to call in, tweet me at Max Tucci, and let's talk, because I love being interactive with you all, because that's what this show is about. Can you believe it's like I'm going on 6 years here now? Wow, that's a long time. But so hot topics is going to be a fun segment that we're going to continue. We've got some great shows coming along the way. Keep tweeting me at Max Tucci. We're going to talk to Shake and Adam in just a bit. But I'm, like, so excited about this video, because today when I saw it, I was like, you know, this is something that we really need to just catch on to and just do these random acts of kindness. You know, we've done these shows before, the Pay It Forward shows, the random acts of kindness, the joy shows, the happy shows. But this is actually going out and doing something. So it's productive. It's actually, you know, it's great to talk, but talk is cheap. You remember that song from Queen Latifah? Talk is cheap, and if it got any cheaper, they'd be making Nike tongues instead of sneakers. Did I just have to pay for that? I don't know. But anyway, in reality, do something, people. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. And I want to hear about this. So maybe if you guys are in New York and you can see Shake and Adam up on the streets, jump in with them and do stuff that are going to change people's worlds. Like we always say here on the show, take life to the max, right? Well, we are blessed, aren't we, people? So let's just go right to it. We are blessed by Fred Hammond and RFC on Max and Friends. And when we're back, we've got Shake and Adam. Their YouTube video is Make the Homeless Smile. Then we've got Reverend Matt Cartwright joining us later, because we're going to talk about joy on Max and Friends tonight here on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned. And when we're back, Shake and Adam joining us. Go see the YouTube video in the song Make the Homeless Smile. We are blessed. Hit it, Ronan.
We declare this day that we are blessed.
Yeah. and mess.
Everything that concerned thee, you placed it in his hand, yeah. Though it host rise up against thee to triumph for the day, the Russian one rule to harm thee, but they'll be slamming with.
Talk radio right now to Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was Fred Hammond and RFC. We are blessed. Well, that's what a bunch of homeless were people feeling in New York not too long ago on May 30th, because Shake and Adam, they took the streets. They took their camera. These are two kids literally in college doing their thing, running around New York, both born in Brooklyn. They just completed their second year of college, and they're studying criminal justice. Well, they're right now just making people smile. And I got to let y'all know that it's 11:11 on the East Coast. Y'all need to make your wish. And I got to tell you about the Heat, that we have an update that the Heat won. 103-84 over the Pacers. So do your thing, Heat. But anyway, speaking of Heat, y'all, you know that saying, you can't stand the heat in the kitchen? Get out. Well, get out and get on the streets like Shake and Adam are doing, because they're joining us tonight. And they started their YouTube channel back in January 1st of 2012. And since then, they're developing their things. They started with like a little digital camera. Now they're getting up bigger and bigger. And now with almost 355,000 hits just for Make the Homeless Smile alone, they're here on Max and Friends joining us. So welcome, guys. Pull up your mic. How you doing? We got Shake and Adam here. What's up, guys?
Hello. What's up? How you doing?
Well, we're glad you're here. Now, listen, Shake, how did you guys get into this whole thing?
Well, we were making our pranks and stuff, and then we saw a bunch of homeless people around the street, and we saw that there was no one helping them. So we thought, why not inspire others to help? So we started helping them, and we made a video of that, so everyone else that's watching, they could also help and, you know, inspire everyone to do it.
Absolutely. Now, Adam, how did you help them? Tell the people who haven't seen the video yet.
We gathered clothes that we didn't have, and we gathered we went out and bought a lot of fruits and food, and we had what else? We gave out some money, and we gave out to the homeless people during the videos, and we wanted people to start doing the same things that we're doing, because these days people just ignore the homeless people or see them as if they're invisible or something.
Absolutely. Now, Sheikh, literally, how much did you guys spend to do this? Because everyone's asking, does it cost a lot of money to help people? Not really, right? How much did you guys spend?
No, it didn't actually cost. We just took our clothes that we never used and food we actually bought from the stores and stuff, and it just cost about $4 or $5, and then we just gave everyone the food and we made everyone smile off $5. That's all it takes.
That's all it takes. Now, Adam, why did you guys decide one day, after doing all your prank videos with True Story ASA on YouTube, that you were going to help people?
You know, we do a lot of pranks, so we decided, let's do something really positive instead of bothering other people or something. So we wanted other people to watch and be inspired and start doing the same thing, and it became good. Now there's people in Canada and there's people in Australia doing the same thing.
And they're all doing the same thing. So basically, you guys have started this trend, make the homeless smile. And I think this is something that everybody really needs to do, because it's simple. And there's homeless people all over the world, you know, and literally it's something free that you guys can do. So, Sheikh, what's next for you guys after you started doing all this? What do you guys want to see come from this make the homeless smile?
We were actually doing to inspire everyone. So we're hoping to make more videos like this, more inspirational videos that would actually help worldwide and help the less fortunate and everyone that needs help. So our cause for the video.
You know, it's funny because the whole make the homeless smile to me just sounds like a whole campaign. It sounds like a 501c3 kind of a thing, where it sounds like a nonprofit organization. You guys should brand this whole thing of make the homeless smile, because it's something that really, as you guys can see in the video, they hand out some bananas, some t-shirts, and literally, Sheikh, how was it for you when the guy who took off the t-shirt to put on the new one right away, how did you feel when that happened?
It actually made me feel good that we brought a smile to someone's face. We gave him a new shirt, because I'm pretty sure that guy has been wearing that shirt for a couple months now, and giving him a new one, starting his everything fresh again, it's a good feeling.
Now, Adam, how did it feel to see 355,000 hits on that video?
It felt amazing, because knowing that we, a lot of people are watching this and they're going to start going out and helping the homeless, and knowing that we've helped hundreds of thousands of people, helping those fortunate, it felt really good. I'm really proud of ourselves.
How does it feel to be on the radio, Adam, talking about this? Did you guys think you would be on radio shows talking about this video?
No, we did not. It was just a simple thing. We were like, let's do it. Maybe we'll give it a try. Hopefully people can start doing what we're doing. And now we're on a radio show in L.A.
And now, literally, we got listeners all over the place. So we've got international listeners because we have the free L.A. Talk Radio app. So y'all got to get that for free. Download it to your phone. But so, Adam, what video, what's your next charitable video, let's call it, that you guys want to do?
We're thinking about something with children, maybe. What's the thing about maybe as of now, somebody has been contacting us. They want to do another event for Make the Homeless Smile, and they want more people to go out and doing the same thing. But we're still thinking about doing something, maybe something for children or something like that.
Now, you know, you guys don't know me because we all just got in contact today. But, you know, my mom has some really good connections with the Children's Hospital at Montefiore in the Bronx. So I'm going to get in contact with you guys after, and we'll arrange something with the Children's Hospital for you guys to go in and to work with the kids there at the hospital. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's awesome, man.
All right, so we'll work on that. We'll definitely make that happen for you guys. Hey, everyone, I got to let you know, speaking of good things and good news, Barnes & Noble has a bestsellers pick, and they just picked a book that I'm actually I promote called The Five Seasons. So Tap Into Nature's Secrets for Health, Happiness, and Harmony by Joseph Cardillo. He's been here on Max and Friends. So Adam and Sheikh, I got to let you guys know, people are tweeting me right now just saying how much you inspire them. So how can people reach you on Twitter so they can reach you directly?
Well, what's your Twitter so you can follow you?
My Twitter is @MaxTucci.
How do you spell that?
M-A-X-T-U-C-C-I. So tweet me there. Yep, like Gucci, but with a T. Tweet me on Twitter, and then I'll have everyone get in contact with you guys. So, Sheikh, what's up with you guys with criminal justice? Are you going to go into this whole criminal justice thing?
Yeah, we are. We're actually probably becoming cops or something, and then we're going to move up to, like, detective and, you know, do something
CSI
with law.
New York. CSI New York, right? But now, listen, yeah. I just got a great tweet, and, Sheikh, people want to know how you guys met.
Well, we were in high school together, and we were in high school, and then we graduated, and that's when we decided to make videos. And in the beginning of college, we started to make videos, and here we are today. We started as comments, and then we went to pranks, and now we're making inspiration videos.
Is this one? Does this video have the most hits for you guys so far? Make the smile.
It's this one, and we made a previous video. It's called Meet a Muslim, where we stand on the streets and we hold up a sign that says Meet a Muslim. And then we see, like, the reactions of native, like, New Yorkers around the streets who haven't seen Muslims before, so.
And how many hits does that have now?
That one's about 600,000, not sure.
Wow. What was your reaction with that video? How did you feel? Like, what was the most bizarre question that someone asked you?
The video was actually going good until some veteran at the end, he came out of nowhere, he's like, I killed him in the army, I don't want to meet them. Like, that was the only horrible part about that video, but everything else is perfect. Everyone had good reactions, everyone smiled and gave handshakes and stuff.
Cool. All right, so Sheikh and Adam, you guys are in it to win it. You're in to make the homeless smile. Your next thing you want to do is help kids in the hospital. We'll help you make that happen. All right, my friends?
Thank you so much.
All right.
It's my pleasure. Like we say, the first time your friends on Max and Friends, the second time your family. So I hope to have you guys back on. Keep doing what you're doing because you're inspiring the world. Literally, I got on Facebook today and I was like, I got to have them on my show. Literally, because people are like, these guys are amazing and we want to hear about them. So Max and Friends brought you Sheikh and Adam. The video, Make the Homeless Smile on YouTube. Make it, people, hit it up. Let's get to like 500,000 hits by the end of, by the middle of this week. All right, guys. Sheikh and Adam, thank you so much for being here tonight.
Thank you for actually calling us.
Have a great night and take care of you both, all right? And take life to the max.
All right, thank you.
All right, good night, guys. So that was Sheikh and Adam, everyone. The video again, Make the Homeless Smile. Aren't they so cool? They're like two college kids, pranksters, who turned it around and started doing things to better society. Don't you love that? Isn't that inspirational? Well, that's what we talk about in Max and Friends. You know, I want to talk to you guys a bit more about this book because you remember we had Dr. Joseph Cardillo here on Max and Friends? Well, his book is coming out, and I'm really excited about it because it's like – I call it life's the tree of life. Literally, this book is the tree of life. And Elisa's self-helps pick, she picked this book. It's on her top list right here. Go pre-order it on Amazon.com right now, Barnes & Noble and Amazon.com. BN.com, you can go get the book. The Five Seasons, Tap into Nature's Secrets for Health, Happiness, and Harmony by Joseph Cardillo. It's $12.84. It will change your life, much like the video, Make the Homeless Smile. So speaking of smiling, you guys, I've been like nonstop. I know y'all been following me on Twitter, be like, where's Max at? How come he hasn't been doing live shows? I apologize. You know, I try to say we're live all the time, but, you know, and go get your LA Talk Radio app. It's free, and you could take me to bed with you every Sunday night and listen to Max and Friends. But I have been nonstop. I was in Connecticut. You know, I did my huge event with Patti LaBelle. It was unbelievable. I really adore Patti LaBelle at the Lehman Center. Next weekend, Kerry Washington is going to be at the Lehman Center on Father's Day, actually, next weekend. So that's going to be super exciting. I will be in Colorado for Father's Day weekend. So I don't know if I'm going to be live because I'm going to be flying. So on that note, we're going to have a great replay because we had Swamiji Balindu and Barton Brooks. And these are two inspirational men. Got to have them here on Father's Day. So we'll play that show for you. Now, I want to talk to you guys because, you know, Joy, do you have your J-O-Y? Do we even know where joy comes from? Well, we want to talk about that tonight here on Max and Friends because I think it's something that really people need in their lives, a little bit of joy. Don't you agree? Well, there's only one person that literally every morning inspires me is Reverend, I'm glad to say, the newly appointed Reverend Matthew Cartwright. And where did I learn him from? Of course, my dear, dear Dr. Iyan Lavansant. I get like my morning inspirationals from her every morning. And she has featured Reverend Matthew Cartwright so many times now. So when I click on my morning inspirationals and I'm reading them, I'm like, who wrote that? And right away, I could feel the spirit when I read something from Matthew Cartwright. And he's an ordained minister now, and he's a reverend, which is even cooler. And through the Inner Visions Institute for Spiritual Development, he's a certified spiritual life coach and a licensed clinical social worker. He's a Reiki who doesn't love Reiki, right? He has been on the path of the spiritual enlightenment and healing for more than 15 years. He has studied with Ian LaVancent, Tony Robbins, and his ministry is to empower others to live joyful and authentic lives while training the mind in spiritual principles, laws, and truth. He encouraged others to be the victory while celebrating the truth of who they are. So we're going to talk about joy versus happiness. What is it? Do you all know? Do you want to know? And what's fueling your vision? Playing to win versus playing not to lose. So let's play a song that's going to give us some joy here tonight, because this song I really, really love. You Can't Take My Joy by Dorinda Clark Cole. And coming up, Reverend Matthew Cartwright here on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio. Stay tuned. Hit it, Ronan. You Can't Take My Joy.
I'm
Talk Radio. This is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. That was You Can't Take My Joy by Dorinda Clark Cole. That song was good, right? Can't Take My Joy. Do you all know what joy is? Do you know what joy versus happiness is? Well, we're going to talk about it tonight here on Max and Friends with the newly appointed ordained minister, Reverend Matthew Cartwright. He's joining us from the InnoVisions Institute, is where he got ordained from. You all know him because he's on Dr. Von Sant's page every morning. Not every morning. I wish it were every morning. But the majority of mornings, you always get a little message in your box from Dr. Von Sant, and if you're on that page. And you get inspired. And then when you read the little inspirational of the day, you see this name, Matthew Cartwright, at the end. You're like, who is Matthew Cartwright? Well, I've been getting tweets because I've been tweeting it about him, and I'm always putting on my Facebook his messages because they're always in the spirit of making me smile. And that's what the intentions are for tonight. We want you to smile. We want you to have joy. We want you to have happiness. So before we can talk about joy and happiness, we need to know exactly what they are. So Reverend Matthew Cartwright, welcome to Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'm very excited and very joyful to be here. There's a huge smile on my face right now.
That's the most important thing. And what's the coolest thing about tonight is that this is the first time publicly that you're talking about being a reverend. Isn't that the truth?
That is accurate. I was just ordained this past weekend. I just got back from ordination and graduation, so I'm in a elevated place. I'm sure I'm here. I don't know if I'm in my body, but I'm here. So
that's okay. As long as you're speaking, you could be anywhere, but you're on Max and Friends on LA Talk Radio right now. So we're glad that you're here. Now, you know, we are getting tweets right now, and people want, you know, I'm going to read you a tweet right now. Someone just tweeted, Meganella tweeted. Okay. All right. And I'm going to tell you the tweet. I just got to pull it up on my Galaxy S3. Wasn't that a shameless plug, people? Well, I'm on T-Mobile. Y'all know that by now. But Meganella writes, I agree. I need some joy in my life this month. So, Reverend Matthew Cartwright, what is joy and how does it verse happiness?
So let's break it down. So happiness is very simple. Happiness is based on an external event. So I meet somebody, I feel happy, or I get a new job, or I buy some new clothes, or I do something, and it's an external event that creates the happiness. Whereas joy is about our beingness, and it's a practice. And it usually stems, not always, but I like to say it's a practice. My practice of gratitude is what allows me to experience joy. And we're always operating from a place of choice. Mm-hmm. In every moment, every situation, I am operating from a place of choice. And if I want to see the world differently, I have to see things differently. Mm. So when I can have a horrible experience in my life and feel very disappointed and still feel joyful. Mm-hmm. But usually when I have a horrible experience, I'm not feeling very happy.
I get that. And what I just got was basically happiness will make you smile, but joy will give you chills. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Joy is a soulful experience.
Okay.
You feel on the inside, and it's about your beingness. A lot of times we're going around, we're trying to do things. I want to do this. If only I had this, then I would be happy. Let me change this, so then I'll be happy. And we're trying to rearrange our external experience. Mm. But I have to go inside and do the inner work and rearrange how I'm seeing and viewing things on the inside, because what happens is my inside projects to my outside. So everything.
So we got to do the work.
We got to do the work, and everything that I'm looking at is the experience of my thinking. So you want
you got,
to experience.
Say that one more time. Say that one more time. Because people missed it. Say what?
Everything that I'm looking at in my world is an experience of my thought. So if I want my world to change, I have to change the way I see things. I have to change the way I think about things. Because nothing has meaning except the meaning that I give it. Mm-hmm. If I change the meaning, I change my experience. I don't have to do anything. I'm a human being, not a human doing. So I just need to shift in my beingness, and that's where the joy comes from. The joy is coming from within. It comes from my heart. The happiness comes from my mind.
Y'all got that, people? This is a life class. Exactly. This is a life class on Max and Friends tonight with Reverend Matthew Cartwright. Hey, people, tweet me at Max Tucci. Do you have a Twitter, Reverend?
No, but that will be coming clearly after the show. I got to get it together.
Okay. That's all right. So until then, tweet me at Max Tucci. Okay. Hashtag Reverend Matthew Cartwright, CARTWRIGHT. And then hashtag also life class. We're talking about joy versus happiness tonight on Max and Friends with Reverend Matthew Cartwright. Listen, everyone, Matthew, he encourages others to be the victory while celebrating the truth of who they are. People have a problem with who they are sometimes, don't they, Reverend?
Well, they do, because everybody thinks they're who someone else told them they should be.
They got a bad pattern.
Well, we're like little computers. We've been programmed since we were little kids to believe certain things. And a lot of this stuff that we believe, too, is ancestral. So my granddaddy believed it, and so then my daddy believed it, and he's passing along to me, and now I'm supposed to believe it. Mm-hmm. And we're really in an exciting stage in the evolution of spiritual consciousness, because we're getting to a point where everybody's like, wait a second, that doesn't work for me anymore. My granddaddy's thinking does not work for me anymore, and I can change, and I can shift, and I want to be differently in this world, and I want to see happiness, and I want to experience joy. So something has to shift within me to do that.
Now, would you say you need a vision in order to shift?
Well, yes. You have to.
So
have
you know where I'm going with this.
Yeah, I know.
You know where I'm going with this. Because we need to talk about. We need to talk about exactly what's fueling your vision. People, have you ever got into a rut where you look in the mirror and you don't even realize who you are anymore? Tonight, have you had a vision that you don't know how to just grasp, to mold, to make happen? We're going to talk about it here tonight on Max and Friends. Hey, Ronan, what's everybody listening to?
Max and Friends.
Yeah. Hit it, Ronan. Where's my engineer? I feel like Whitney Houston,
like,
the bodyguard. Where's my bodyguard? Ronan, when you get a chance, hit me up, because we need that little sound bite. All right. Anyway, that's why I love that live radio. All right, Ronan, what's everybody listening to?
LA Talk Radio.
LA Talk Radio, this is Max and Friends. I'm your host, Max Tucci. We've got Reverend Matthew Cartwright joining us tonight. We're talking about what's fueling your vision, people. So what is fueling your vision? Do y'all want to tweet me out, Max Tucci? I don't think you should keep it private. Let people know, but let the right people know. So once we have this vision, Reverend, I'm going to call you Reverend from now on, because that's who you are. So that's the title. So Reverend, since people have a vision, how do we fuel the vision?
Well, passion. There's a passion. There has to be something that you really desire. A lot of times people go out in life and they're like, I want a relationship. Okay, great. You want a relationship. So does everybody else. But in the process of saying I want a relationship, I say, well, I don't want him to be mean, and he can't be this, and I don't want to get hurt. And, you know, well, he better not be this way, or she better not be that way. And I even heard it this weekend. Well, his mama better not be this way. And I was like, wait a second. You're telling me everything that you don't want.
Right.
And what happens when I tell you everything that I don't want, guess what I get?
Exactly.
Everything that I don't want. Because that's the vision that I'm creating. I'm creating a vision of what I don't want instead of, listen, even if we go back to the idea of happiness, I want to be happy. Okay, great. Well, what does happiness look like? What does happiness feel like? What does it taste like?
So what does happiness look like to you?
For me, I'm feeling very happy right now. Happiness for me is being able to go out into the world and teach others the truth about who they are. Because it's been so convoluted, and we've been so caught in believing who we're not, that nobody knows who they are. They know what they're not. If you ask people, who are you? They say, well, I'm not this, I'm not that, I can't do that, I can't do this. Instead of, well, what can you do? Who are you? What does that look like? And it has to be, a vision has to be very specific. So I say I want to be happy, well, that's not very specific. But if I tell you I love to bowl, I love to bowl, I want to go bowling, there's a bowling alley on 46th, I live in New York City, so it's a bowling alley on 46th and 42nd and 9th, and I'm going to go there and I'm going to play two games of bowling. That's a very specific vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how I get there is a whole nother place. I can go the West Side Highway, I could take the subway, I could ride my bike, I could walk. There's a variety of ways to get to my vision, but I must have a very specific vision, a very specific goal. And why do I want to go bowling? Why do I want to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Because it brings me joy, because I have fun, because I get to hang out with my friends, because I'm a good bowler and I'm going to win. Mm-hmm. You know, there has
so
to be
does your vision have to, does your vision have to be something that will make you win?
No. Here's okay. The difference. And there's a difference in life. We were all playing the game of life.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are playing to win.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us are playing not to lose.
Say that again.
Some of us are
y'all
playing
gonna get
to win.
Mm-hmm.
There's four different ways we can play the game of life.
Okay.
There's play the game to win, and you know, not to. And I just want to look at that real quick. But not to. There's playing the game to win.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's playing the game not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's playing the game not to win.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's playing the game. One more, and I'm drawing a blank, but I'll get it there for you.
That's right. When you get it.
The distinction that I want to make is the difference between playing the game to win and playing the game not to lose.
Mm-hmm.
The distinction, because when I'm playing the game to win, I'm doing what I want.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm playing the game not to lose, I'm doing what I think I should be doing because what somebody else, I'm concerned about what somebody else wants me to do. So then I'm doing my shoulds, and what happens is I'm operating from a place of resistance because I really don't want to do it, but I don't want to lose.
Mm.
So I end up doing it anyway with a little bit of resistance and probably making the people that I'm doing it with resentful and irritated in the process.
Now, what happens when we have many visions for ourselves?
Well, you can have many visions, but they're probably all going to line up under one sort of umbrella of a vision.
Mm-hmm.
So I do many things. I'm a reverend. I'm a spiritual life coach. I'm trained in Reiki. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I have a lot of different things that I do, but they're all under the one vision of empowering others and healing others and teaching others.
So the handle of your umbrella is...
Yes,
you got this
like
whole
that.
Umbrella. That's the handle of your umbrella. Right?
That's
and the handle of
my umbrella.
There
but
you go.
God is the handle of my umbrella.
Okay.
I'm the holder of the umbrella.
There you go.
and then I got many different things that are protecting me that I do underneath that umbrella, and I continue to open myself up and expand because as long as I'm operating from my vision,
mm-hmm.
then that's going to pull me forward. And the ride, it's like you when you're in the ocean and you have a journey,
mm-hmm.
you the ocean pulls you different places, and you keep having to correct course, shift mm-hmm. the sails. So that you're going in the direction that you want to go towards so that you reach your destination, but it's never a straight path. We've been caught in our minds to think, well, A, I need to go from A to B. And really, I could go from A to B, but I could get there a multitude of ways, and I have to be open and flexible because a lot of times we limit ourselves because we're operating from limiting perceptions and limiting beliefs. And so my vision could be so much bigger if I was just in a place of openness, because then I allow myself to be open to what God's vision is for me. That's
mm-hmm.
really the key too there, that is to align my vision with what with God's will for my life.
Yeah, no, alignment is massive. Now, listen real quick. We just got a tweet, and Megan Allen wants to know, I don't know what's fueling my vision, but I know what's blocking it, and that's heartache. Reverend Matthew Cartwright, how can I clear it?
Okay. First, take a breath. and you got to feel the heartache to release it. Our emotions are our intuitive guidance system. So if I'm feeling hurt and I'm feeling pain, I got to feel through that. I got to see it. I got to identify it. So that's a great point. I've identified it. I'm feeling heartache. I got to feel it. Because nothing changes until it becomes what it is. Mm-hmm. And then I have to release it. Because feelings are like food. They have to be ingested, digested, processed, and eliminated. And a lot of times we just ingest and stuff and stuff and stuff and be like, I'm fine, I'm fine, everything's fine, everything's fine, everything's good. Meanwhile, we're so hurt inside and we're so afraid to let anybody in because we just can't take being hurt anymore. Where if we would just feel the hurt and release it, then we would stop attracting people to continue to hurt us. So let me say that in a different way so people can hear it. When I'm a child and I get hurt, I make a decision. You know what? It's not safe for me to express my emotions because I get hurt, so now I'm not going to do it. As I get older, I continue to have feelings, but I don't express them. They get stuffed and blocked up in me, and what happens is they then create these little magnets of hurt. So I go around life attracting people who will hurt me and recreate the hurt that I haven't felt and released from my childhood. Until I feel and release that hurt, those magnets are going to keep attracting that same situation. You ever had that experience where you're like, why is this happening to me again? Mm-hmm. Why do I keep attracting the same kind of partner that I get into the same experience? Because I've never fully felt and processed it to release it.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the vision, again, people create these visions based upon what they don't want. Like she told me, I know what my blockage is. My blockage is, I don't know what my vision is, but I know what my blockage is.
Mm-hmm.
So I know what I'm looking at. It's like, I know I'm feeling the pain. I know it's there, but what is gonna pull me forward? If I don't have a vision, I don't have a destination.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't have a destination, I don't know where I'm going, and I get stuck.
GPS is gonna help you.
No God positioning system. Yes, there's a GPS that will help you. God positioning system. It's like you ever get a zit on your face, and all you can see is the zit? Because that's all my mind can see. I got a zit. Oh, my God. Everybody's looking at me. They know I got a zit. Right now, I have a mosquito bite on the end of my nose, and I'm like, oh, my God, I look like Rudolph. Santa Claus has called me and asked me if I could fly a sleigh tonight. And that's all I think anybody can see, and everybody's like, I can't see what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Because I'm so focused on the red dot on the end of my nose that's all I can see. When I have a whole huge face that I'm not looking at. And that's what we do with the heartache. I'm so focused on the heartache instead of how do I love more and be vulnerable enough more and open myself more and love myself more. That's really what heartache is about. It's not because somebody else hurt me. It's because I'm so hurt inside that I feel that I don't love myself.
Yeah, you got to let your heart break. You got to let your heart break.
Break open.
Yeah, let it break open.
I got to let my heart break open and allow the love out because I get what... See, people are so worried about what they're going to get. What am I going to get from this? What am I going to receive? What am I giving?
Right.
How am I giving love? Because when I give love, that's what I receive. When I'm too afraid, if you take your hand, you make a fist, and put it out, that you got a clasped hand. How can I receive when my hand is clasped? But if I open my hand to give, then I've also got my hand open to receive.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's walking around clasped.
That's how people are walking around. But you know what? I got to let people, just a reminder, people, you know, we all have this image that life is a marathon. But don't think of life being this one big, huge marathon. It's a whole bunch of little sprints in between. And we got to take a break and we got to rest sometimes. Rest is a big thing too, people. You need to have a focused mind to have your visions focused. You need some rest. You got to rest your body, rest your mind. Right?
Wouldn't you agree, Reverend? Self-care is very important. Self-care. We don't take care of ourselves. We're too busy. Like, well, I mean, I know sometimes I'm like, I'm sleeping with my phone next to me, and I wake up and I check my, I was like, ain't nobody calling me at 6 o'clock in the morning. If they is, it better be a good reason.
Right.
But we're so attached to these electronic devices and the social media, and not that any of that is good or bad, right or wrong, better or worse, but just being mindful how it affects our body. People think about how they feed themselves with food and all that kind of stuff, but we got to look at how we feed ourselves with television and spiritual music and uplifting readings. What am I feeding my mind? What am I feeding my spirit? What am I feeding my emotions?
Yeah. You know, I'm glad you said music, because we had a guest on the show, and we talk about the playlist for life. You know, and really, we should have a playlist for life. We have a playlist for the gym. But we need a playlist for life. We need a playlist for when we're in a mood that we're not happy, to have songs lift us up. But speaking of songs and lifting us up, unfortunately, time is running out here on Max and Friends, Reverend. That's what happens, you know, when you're having a good time. But one note that I want to make, people, that taking care of – this is works for me, and this is my experience – that taking care of yourself is not selfish. It's responsible. So you have to be responsible for yourself in order to be – to take on the role, if you're a mother or a father, to take the role on a responsibility in your household. You have to be responsible for yourself, and taking responsibility for yourself is not selfish, people. That's my experience.
Can I say one thing to that?
Absolutely, Reverend.
God first, me first, you first. I cannot give from an empty cup. I give from my overflow. And if I'm not continuously replenishing my cup, then I have nothing in my overflow to give. And eventually, I'll end up with an empty cup. And an empty cup is not going to do me any good, and it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, no, listen, like Dr. Jan Levansant says, when you let people steal from your cup, from that overflow, they're stealing from you. And you give people permission to steal from what's yours, right?
Absolutely.
So, but listen, let's not talk about stealing. Let's talk about joy and happiness, because that's where we're going to leave the show on a high note, people, because we're going into a wonderful week this week. Take life to the max. I'm not leaving you yet. But we have Reverend Matthew Cartwright. Hey, Reverend, if you go onto Twitter when you sign up, you'll hashtag it, because people are asking you questions there. So I'll let you address them directly to them, because I can't play middleman when it comes to this stuff.
Okay.
But on that note, can we have you back? We got a plan having you back.
Absolutely. Okay. This is a joy and a blessing. Thank you so much. I feel very blessed to be able.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely. And what's great is that we've planted the seed of joy and happiness with Reverend Matthew Cartwright here tonight on Max and Friends. You guys come back, because the tree is going to grow. Speaking of trees and growing, The Five Seasons, I want you to go buy that book right now on BarnesandNobleBN.com by Joseph Cardillo. It's a fascinating book. You'll see my little blurb about what I say about the book, because I just love it that much. And Reverend, it's a pleasure having you on tonight on Max and Friends. Congratulations on becoming a Reverend.
Thank you so much. Namaste.
Namaste to you. And what's next for you?
What's next for me? I am taking a little break right now, because this process has been 5 years. I'm going to do a few sessions, learn a few new modalities this summer, do some volunteer work, and I'm a spiritual life coach, and so I also teach spiritual life coaching. So I'm just going to continue to build my ministry and continue to serve God and His people.
And where can people find you?
Go to Be the Victory on Facebook.
Y'all got that? Be the Victory on Facebook.
That's the name of my ministry, Be the Victory on Facebook.
All right, Reverend, we got to wrap this up, because I'm getting the cues here. Have a great night. Thank you so much, and take life to the max,
You're
Reverend.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome.
I'm going to talk to you after the show. I'll give you a call. I'll talk to you after the show. All right, guys. Well, that's the note here that I got to get going. I've been so happy that I'm back tonight that I've literally, but Ronan is letting me know. Thank you, Ronan, for always being here and reminding me to wrap things up. Thank you to Shake and Adam. Make the Homeless Smile, everyone on YouTube. Go get that. Watch that and be encouraged by that and inspired by that to go make the Homeless Smile. Because if you're making people smile, you're living in a happy and a joyful place. Reverend Matthew Cartwright, thank you so much for being here. I love you all for listening, and take life to the max. CBS News is coming up next. Love you all. Good night.